like getting like his instrument back from where it was, and he was supposed to do something for it, but they completely just left that out after the fact. Like, you never hear it mentioned again. Like, he was literally supposed to pay for it back, even though it was originally his in the first place. Well, kind of his in the first place.
I don't remember.
It's just like, it's never picked up again.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they just kind of let that one go. I mean, yeah, there's a few little holes like that.
But what can you do? And then, I guess, if people want me to give... So let's just go with Dengeki Striker real quick. I understand you, Vertman, and a few others really wanted me to read that, so I finally... Good shit. Really good shit. But even though there are three primary timelines, the inconsistencies between them still kills me.
Which ones? Tell me which ones.
So, between the Zero Saga through Light Saga and Heaven Saga and Sky Saga, which are... Those are two different timelines. In Zero Saga stuff... The memory collector said, "Oh, you know, the memories got dropped. Your contract is going to be void if you can't get them back for me, even though it was my fault." And then in Heaven Saga, he knew. And by the end of it, you know, he's just like, "Hey," he doesn't even mention anything about it being wrong, but he kind of messes with them per the character's request anyway. And it's like, I understand they're different timelines, but with someone,
Pretty sure it's literally just that. The memory collector is a dickhead who lies to people. He is. Like that's all it is. It's like he's just saying whatever the fuck is convenient to him in that moment. It's not like you know, he's not some sort of like devil that's bound to always tell the truth even if it's bad or whatever. He just is a dickhead.
Fucking memory collector.
Yeah. All right.
I guess I should let you get on to someone else. I'm just gonna say anime sucks. Read VNs. See you guys.
Anime doesn't suck. Alright, that was Kethsar, our VN reading, turntable, longing, hash-slinging, slashing DJ. Next caller. Let's go. Get it in there. Who's brave enough to call into the show now? Oh shit, it's the man himself. Shavadava, is this you?
Hello? How's it going?
Good, you're on the line.
Cool. I don't know if my mic sounds like shit or whatever, but...
No, you sound whatever. Good.
Cool. I don't know what the fuck to talk about, so... How was your day? Let's start with that.
It was good. We had pasta. It's nice. Read a lot of books, played some music, watched two episodes of High Score Girl. You know.
Oh, that's pretty good. You have any coffee today?
Of course. My single origin Ethiopian pour over to start the day.
Oh, okay. Of course it's fucking pretentious as fuck.
Yeah.
That's good. I had some normal, like, just basic bitch green tea in like a little tea bag. It's like what poor people use. That's pretty nice.
Nice. Did you watch any anime today?
I did not watch any anime today. I actually just got off work, and then I came home, and this was fucking happening. I was like, I got a call. I got a call right now. So, that's what I did. And, yeah, I just wanted to see how your day was going. Hopefully it's wonderful. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I got no topics in mind, but if there's anything you wanted to ask me, I wouldn't mind helping out with that.
Okay, what's your favorite kind of music?